This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are at hour number three. Just a reminder, starting Friday of this week after the show, probably Saturday actually, everything comes apart Friday. Saturday. It comes apart after the Friday show. So next week I'll be moving out of the Mold Motel and somewhere where the air is just simply dry. And there's no rot or mold for me to inhale, which hopefully will mean that I'm sick less, which means that I'm live more. That's my whole goal. This portion of the show is brought to you by AeroPrecision.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The Bill Proof Project proved to be... Oh, listen to that. It proved to be a very educational thing, and I'm very pleased to have done it. But, you know, the story goes on. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we... of the fraternity and the sorority, if you will, of the brotherhood sisterhood of the law-abiding gun owner, we are viciously hated and feared by Democrats and all other totalitarians, and we are slated to be the sole target of Democrats' anti-gun, anti-freedom agenda as we approach the 2020 elections. And here are the steps, and we know these because this is historically what the steps have been. They have been used by Stalin, Pol Pot, Maduro, and all kinds of other communistas. So, number one, identification. This is just common sense. They're going to insist. We demand to know whom you are, what guns you own, where you live, with whom you associate, what organization of which you are a member. We also insist on examining your social media and medical histories, and we demand a list of all prescription drugs you take. We demand the authority to come to your home anytime unannounced and examine your weapons, so we're sure they're completely inaccessible and thus perfectly useless for any personal security mission. I'm not just making that up. They're already doing this in Canada. Burglary suspects there are routinely granted immunity from prosecution in exchange for their testimony that the homeowner's guns were improperly stored. And when the Democrats look hard enough, they will surely find some reason that your gun privileges, which are no longer rights, should be revoked forever, particularly when you don't vote for them. So when Democrats take over, we can thus look forward to mandatory registration of all guns and licensing of all gun owners as a necessary precursor to confiscation and incarceration. And in states where Democrats are already in control, that is exactly what they're doing now, along with imposing already deadly red flag laws, which allow them to precipitously seize guns owned by outspoken political opponents forever on the flimsiest of pretexts. And they're also moving aggressively to revoke legal concealed carry in states where they've taken over. Yeah, there's nothing that exists right now today that they don't think that they can reverse, take away, undo, and especially the whole part of the privilege. They're very much about the privilege. I'm not so big on the privilege part of it. They are very big on the privilege. Now, then there's demonetization. Now, Democrat commissars and the lackeys in the media will continue to be recruited to run, quote, stories, end quote, unfailingly portraying American gun owners as radical, unsound, violence-prone criminals. They must all be watched closely and immediately turned into police by their neighbors when they appear suspicious. guns themselves will, you know, continue to be portrayed as unstable or as unstable, inherently unsafe, intrinsically evil machines that regularly go off all by their lonesome. Gun manufacturers and retailers will continue to be portrayed as part of a gigantic ecumenical criminal enterprise dedicated to excessive and dangerous freedom. First this gun is made illegal, then that one. Thus they'll nibble away at our rights until legal guns no longer exist. In New Zealand, there are already people, especially in the press in New Zealand, who are questioning the guy who sold the gun to the Rampage murderer in New Zealand. Now, that guy has a list of criteria he has to meet in order to sell a gun legally and successfully to somebody in New Zealand, which the Rampage killer met those things. He dotted the I's, he crossed the T's, the dealer did. Now, one thing the dealer did not do is he did not sell him the AR-15. See, it is one thing to be sitting here and saying, well, you know, this is a bad gun. It's quite another thing when you look at it and say, well, how did he acquire it? What are the details to that? So, everybody in this fact pattern in the industry, if you will, in this whole train of individuals, the retailers, the distributors, the manufacturers, the buyers, we're all going to be watched. Now, this, by the way, is a, you know, I haven't gotten to the punchline about where, before we ever really get to that point, we'll probably just have to, you know, see them in the field and see how they feel about that one. But you get what I'm saying. Number three, intimidation. We can look forward to Democratic presidential candidates continuing to openly talk about the propriety of their party using overt harassment and violent threats in an attempt to intimidate American gun owners, as well as the rest of the few remaining who openly speak out against their Marxist agenda. That part always cracks me up. Number four, marginalization. The media will once again be only too happy to assist Democrats in convincing all Americans that gun owners should be shunned, treated as outcasts, and undesirables. We're an awfully big group to shun. See, what John Stokes is doing, notwithstanding, by introducing a lot of these people to some of this stuff, they're going to be one website. They're going to have some success. I hope they have big success. But the problem is going to be that they're not going to reach them all. Because some don't want to be reached. So, while they seek to marginalize us, if they're actually successful and we decide, okay, well, you guys don't like us, so we're just going to go peddle our own papers. We're going to go somewhere else. We're going to do something else. Then what? Number five, separation. Democrats will demand that all gun owners be asked to depart from any organization they can intimidate into capitulating to their agenda. And they will demand that the question, are you or have you ever been a gun owner, be asked of anyone attempting to become a member of any group. A positive or even hesitating answer will, of course, be prima facie grounds for rejection or ejection. Number six, isolation. Well, the next step will be an aggressive turn in your neighbor program, followed quickly by the dreaded knock at midnight. Number seven, eradication. The knock at midnight thing will be a line. Eradication, they will work tirelessly to seize all formerly legally owned guns on any pretext they can manufacture. Few confiscated guns will be destroyed in a very high profile display. But then the rest will be redistributed among an army of newly enfranchised protectors who will be curiously exempt from compliance in the bans mentioned above and all other gun control legislation. So a gun-free America is their very flowery but blatantly false motto. Selected protectors, individuals drawn from the carefully developed, totally dependent, politically reliable underclass, or thugs, now newly armed, will become a private militia, whose mission is to ruthlessly, violently suppress dissent within the now unarmed populace. Nancy P. has already stated that when a Democrat president gets into office, he will use his emergency powers to confiscate privately owned guns, so we don't have to wonder if the proceeding is true or not. And there's no doubt what they intend to do. So, I don't know who to attribute this. I'll give you the quote later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Buildproof Project was a big educational moment for me. And plus, there was nothing quite like snapping those two pieces of the gun together after they were put together and then pulling the trigger on that. That was epic. And for those of you that have AR-15s, you probably already have some of that DNA in your gun because Aero Precision is a big OEM. But don't take my word for it. Go check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And I want to take this moment to welcome back. They were a sponsor of this show when I don't even know if anybody was listening to the show, but now they're back, and I'm excited about that. Let's welcome back these guys.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Indeed, STI is back. Some exciting stuff going to happen with these guys. Check them out, STIGuns.com. Now, as far as I can understand from the very highly redacted and still understandably highly confused reports, our president, Donald J. Trump, was not the shooter in the tragic slaughter at a mosque in New Zealand. Multiple and reliable witnesses, including CNN reporters, okay, so they're not so reliable, have placed the president in Washington, D.C. at the time of the shooting. So not only that, but he spoke immediately and forcefully against the horror, offering U.S. assistance if anybody wanted it, as did Vice President Mike Pence. So, obviously, he didn't commit this evil act thousands of miles away. So, why are people, why are the Democrats blaming him? Like prolific tweeter Alexandria No Amazon for Me Ocasio-Cortez. What did she put out there? She punted, well, I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to read it. I'm tired of giving her any sort of stuff. New Zealand is another culture far, far away from the Bronx, where Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she presumably represents that area. There are plenty of worthwhile programs out there on the internet against hate, while there's also many vile programs out there that Muslim supremacists, black supremacists, homosexual supremacists, animal lover supremacists, female supremacists, etc., utilize for their evil radicalization and to reach others. But those forms of hate don't really bother No Amazon for Me. She often parrots some of it. And continuing the big lie narrative, Representative Rashida Tlaib, she whined, "Our leader of our country, he cannot just say it's a small group of people. There are too many deaths, not only from the synagogue to the black churches to the temples to now the mosques. We need to be speaking up against this, and it has to start with him." Really? She actually was too busy blaming Trump and Jews and everyone else who doesn't agree with her to notice Trump's early and forceful denunciations of this evil, an evil that she justifies against Jews in Israel, not so, by the way, and in their desperate attempt to deflect scrutiny of the Democrats' total failure to condemn anti-Jewish hate in a House vote to appease Muslim hate, even more Democrats also jumped on the blame Trump train for New Zealand and every problem in the U.S., including the divisiveness that they've encouraged. So, here we have this. In a series of swipes against President Trump On Sunday, Democrats called on him to defend Muslims publicly after a white supremacist killed 50 people at two mosques in New Zealand, suggesting the president's rhetoric was partly to blame. The lawmakers, along with several Sunday show hosts from various networks, questioned the president's denial that attacks motivated by white supremacy are on the rise, citing statistics from the Southern Poverty Law Center that claim more than 80 people have been killed in the U.S. and Canada from 2014 to 2018 by white nationalists. The critics pointed to the shooting last year, killing 11 Jewish people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pennsylvania, the 2015 shooting in Charleston, killing 9 black people at a Bible study, and the recent attack in New Zealand against Muslims. We have to confront the fact that there's a rising white supremacy, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim attitude. The president uses language often that is very similar. Senator Tom Kaine, failed vice presidential candidate, told CBS's Face the Nation. Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota Democrat, said the president needs to publicly defend Muslims, but stop short of blaming him for the killings. At the very least, he is dividing people, she said during an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. Trump is dividing people to become killers. Also noticing these divisions, Senator Chris Coons complained one of the most despicable things about Trump's campaign and his actions as president has been the way in which he's seen the divisions in our country and tried to crack them open more widely for his own partisan political advantage. I don't know what these guys are watching. Senators Coons, Klobuchar, and all the Democrats, it is the Democrats who have elevated resistance to the duly and democratically elected Trump as a virtue while dumping their contempt on the people who voted for him. So, you know, their hate of Trump is so deep that they unashamedly exploit a tragedy in a country halfway across the world for their own hate-filled benefit. They are responsible for much of the hate in this country and perhaps for the New Zealand killer's hate. But that's sort of a long stretch, isn't it? These guys are giving President Trump an awful lot of credit. An awful lot of credit. You might be able to. Does everybody have Family Dollar stores? The actual amount of white supremacists that exist in the United States today, known militants, numbers in the hundreds, not in the thousands. It is a fringe group, to say the least. And the ones that are truly white supremacists, the ones that are truly racists, they must be fought at every turn. However, deflecting, from what they've got going on, and that's all this is. New Zealand is a distraction. It is a distraction to keep everybody's eye off what's going on around here. Because it's about to get interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have the worst laws of any country anywhere in the world. If you got rid of catch and release, chain migration, visa lottery,
President Trump speaking at the White House on Tuesday, the president also says he's doing what he can to stop illegal immigration. On Capitol Hill on Tuesday, House Democrats are going after Attorney General William Barr over his decision to join a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act.
And the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
He worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them. Well, the irony of that is rich.
Florida Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist responding to Barr there. Democrats point out that striking down Obamacare would cause tens of millions of people to lose their insurance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, this is some wishful thinking here. The Washington Post called the New Zealand mosque shooting one of the worst cases of right-wing terrorism in years. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison called the killer an extremist right-wing violent terrorist. CNN's John Berman said the person giving a sign of allegiance to President Trump is the killer here. He called him a symbol of white identity. The language he uses in this manifesto is all about invaders. It's all about invaders similar to the killer at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and the language Trump used in a campaign ad before the midterm election. The word invader means something to people around the world. Now, CNN and the rest of the media have been extremely selective and misleading in their presentation of the killer's manifesto, of course. To say the killer gave his allegiance to President Trump is absurd. Under the headline, "Where are you a supporter of Donald Trump?" Berman writes, "As a policymaker and leader, dear God, no." He frequently uses the term invader, but his reason was an environmentalist one. The environment is being destroyed by overpopulation. Did he hate minorities? Well, yeah, he did. We Europeans are one of the groups that are not overpopulating the world. The invaders are the ones overpopulating the world. Kill the invaders. Kill the overpopulation, and by doing so, save the environment. You won't find any of the media, including CNN, blaming any of the environmentalists for the carnage at the mosques. Trump's views on immigration couldn't be more different from the shooter's. The killer doesn't want any immigration, whereas Trump supports letting in unprecedented numbers of people through merit-based immigration. The killer wrote, "The nation with the closest political and social values to my own is the People's Republic of China." And the political figure with whom he most closely identifies, England's Sir Oswald Mosley, who self-identified as a member of the left and proponent of European socialism. None of that stuff is right-wing. Have you ever encountered a right-winger who pontificates about the need for minimum wage increases and furthering the unionization of workers? Or who denounces the ever-increasing wealth of the 1% that exploit the people for their own benefit? He goes on to declare that conservatism is dead and global capitalist markets are the enemy of racial autonomists, and he calls himself an eco-fascist. Everybody's got to have a label. They also conveniently ignore what the killer hoped to accomplish by his attack. He did it to help achieve the removal of gun rights for New Zealanders and Americans. And within a day, politicians in both countries were doing what he wanted, or trying to anyway. The New Zealand government has already promised a complete ban on semi-automatic guns. American gun control advocates such as Shannon Squeaky Watts, founder of the Moms Demand Attention, quickly applauded the move and suggested that it is a model for United States lawmakers. Yeah, in a pig's eye, lady. Of course, this isn't the first time that a mass rampage killer... This is the first time they supported gun control. The Columbine school shooters were also gun control advocates. Now, no one has talked about how the New Zealand massacre, the previous day's school shooting in Suzana, Brazil, might have been different if people had been able to protect themselves. Brazil has some of the strictest gun control laws in the world, with less than 1% of the adults possessing a license to own a gun, and most are police officers. In New Zealand, just 250,000, 6.56%, out of 3.81 million adults have such licenses. The very strict laws didn't stop either of these attacks. The media wants to classify anyone who is racist as a right-winger. But that's not the way that works out. Environmentalists and socialists and virulent anti-capitalists, can they be racist too? Is that a question we even need to ask? Now, if you're out there, if you're out there and you're turning in, see, I have a TV. And I do have cable. I've said many times, I used not to even have cable. I used to just, if I wanted to watch something that was fiction, I would watch it on Netflix or I'd buy it on iTunes. But I do have TV. Now, I don't watch it simply because, I don't even know why I have it, to be honest with you, but simply because I have a logic filter in my head. Okay? If we were as bad as they say we are, what percentage would we have to be? If we were half as bad as they say we are, we would have killed every one of these lefties a long time ago. There's actually some hope among some of us, me being one, that we can find a way to actually live together and be Americans and live in the greatest country on the planet. And, every time I get to feeling some sort of hope or something, I get disappointed. It disappoints me. But... we always hear this. We always hear that whoever did this was a right-winger. And it inevitably never turns out to be true because people that are conservative or right-wing or whatever you want to call it, we have a bit of self-control. We have a bit of self-control. I would still love to know where he found this weapon he used. And I don't know enough about, you know, what I found out about New Zealand gun control laws, not that much. But, you know, it's interesting. It's inherently interesting the way they go, because they go the same way every time. It's almost like they don't think that we remember anything. To have that level of forgetfulness, we would have to forget our name. What's your name? I don't recall. So, where do they get this idea that they can keep on getting out there and saying, well, today's killer was one right-wing extremist? Now, is there a right wing in China? Is Mosley right wing? Are environmentalists right wing? Are anti-capitalists right wing? Because I always go, I go by two things, and I've always said this, and I'll say this right now. If the data were to point me in a different direction than it already does, I would go with the data. But inevitably, the data always supports my position. Not because I want it to, but because I'm just instinctively correct. Just like you. I don't have anything over you. But, yeah, these guys are real interesting, I gotta tell you. Oh, gosh. And the idea that somebody would get out there, how many terrorists actually ever get out there and say, this is my goal, and this is what I want, and then governments actually go out and do it? Whatever happened to, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Terrorists do not run our country. We will not bow to them. Oh, yeah, you want gun control? That's fine. We'll do that. Okay. Okay. Keep existing like sheep in a glass cage. Keep thinking that you can ban this and you can ban that, and that's going to change human behavior. You can't change human behavior. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR-500, gosh, I've got an article in my mind, the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm telling you, the Buildproof Project was a big thing for me, and I completely understand all of you that have loved Aero Precision up to this point. They are epic. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Part of the manifesto read, "This conflict over the Second Amendment and the attempted removal of firearms rights will ultimately result in a civil war that will eventually balkanize the U.S. along political, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines." That was in his manifesto, and unfortunately, a lot of Americans liked what he had to say. So they used his bloodbath to support their political causes. Senator Chris Murphy, the Feinstein wannabe, wondered, for instance, why Americans need semi-automatic rifles at all. Nobody needs an AR-15 to hunt. He sent this out on Twitter. Nobody needs a semi-automatic rifle to defend their home, but mass shooters need these weapons in order to murder as many people as efficiently as possible. And so nobody will miss them when they're illegal, except for the killers. I got four of these things in the House right now, and I don't intend to let you have any of them, Senator. One of the nice things about having individual rights codified in the Constitution is that Americans don't, or shouldn't, have to explain to government officials why they chose to practice them. There's nothing in the Second Amendment that mentions hunting, because the right of self-defense, which is an individual concern as well as a collective one, wasn't about shooting deer. It was about protecting Americans from the state confiscating their firearms. Now, while Murphy's reductionist take is obviously wrong on several counts, it's exceptionally wrong in claiming that killers would miss these rifles. Killers will always have weapons.
criminals are not bound by gun control, just like they're not bound by any law. They're not bound by any of this stuff. And they don't need AR-15s, even though there are probably between 10 and 15 million of them in circulation in the U.S. And unless Murphy believes federal agents should be tasked with going house to house and confiscating every semi-automatic rifle, they will be with us a very long time. And there is no evidence that banning the AR-15 would reduce criminality or rampage killings anyway. The federal assault weapons ban did nothing to alter gun violence trends, using their terms. Once the assault weapon was, or the assault weapon ban was lifted and the AR-15 became the most popular rifle in the country, gun violence continued to precipitously fall. Considering the political hysteria around crime and the slight uptick in crime in 2017, many Americans might not be aware that every category of violent crime has fallen to historic lows over the past 25 years. And school murder events are very distressing events for me. It's important that we point out that despite the proliferation of AR-15s, schools are much safer today than they were 20 years ago. Even rampage killings in schools are less common, according to researchers at Northeastern University. Four times as many children are killed in schools in the early 90s than today. Then again, the AR-15 is not a very useful weapon in crime. If you need any more proof that the AR is being singled out for political reasons, mostly due to its aesthetics, it's worth noting that in 2017, the last year of FBI data, there were 7,105 Americans murdered by handguns and 374 by all rifles, only a fraction of which were AR-15s. There was 1,604 knife homicides during that span. There were 656 people killed by fists and kicking. Fact-checkers like to point out that every national police department reports on the type of gun used in homicides, 3,077 to be exact, but it's reasonable to believe that the same trends would apply to those crimes as well. It's mostly big cities that don't share information on the types of guns criminals use. There is a big reason, a good reason, that gun controllers want to depict the AR as uniquely dangerous. I agreed with the Heller decision concluded that Americans had the right to keep and bear arms, but that constitutional protection did not and will not extend to guns designed for weapons of war. This is what Joe Scarborough had to say in a Twitter thread. Graciously, presidential candidate Beto, I'm really Irish, O'Rourke said, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely. I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war into this public. No matter how many times they refer to the AR-15 as a weapon of war, historically and mechanically, they're always going to be incorrect. Writers like James Fallow, so I've for years been misleading readers about the history of the AR-15, purposely conflating it with the M16. Now, Eugene Stoner was the chief engineer of Armalite, and its parent company, Colt, marketed the AR, the Armalite rifle, directly to the civilian marketplace in the early 1960s, but its more powerful version was adopted by the U.S. military. And it was more powerful because it had a fully a selector switch on it, fully automatic. And, of course, every gun from the musket to the rifle to the revolver to the semi-automatic handgun was once used or developed as a weapon of war. In the end, every gun is designed to kill. Otherwise, it would have no worth for us. And if every weapon that kills can be categorized as a weapon of war, then the AR will have some stiff competition. Like the 1911. John Browning designed that before World War I, and it was used for the next 75 years in the United States military. And now it is one of the most popular handgun designs in the country, and it was a weapon of war. And every great gun maker in American history sought governmental contracts as a way to maximize profits. But they also had to cultivate that civilian market.
And it, you know, this doesn't mean the civilian and the military versions of the AR are the same. Americans like AR-15s for a variety of reasons, including ease of use, but the civilian iteration has never gone into combat with American troops. The major difference is that the AR-15 is semi-automatic. The M16 and the subsequent M4, which are actual weapons of war, can be fully automatic or used in three-round bursts. The AR-15 can be considered less a weapon of war when Stoner sold it to civilians in 1977 when the patent ran out than many other legal guns of the time. Fully automatic firearms were only banned effectively in 1986. So using the weapon of war phrase is just a pretext. The District of Columbia versus Heller decision found the Second Amendment protected weapons in common use by law-abiding citizens. And the AR-15 meets that criteria. Scarborough invents an exceptionally narrow definition of Heller, in which he argues that the decision basically only protects handguns for the purpose of home protection, and I guess bolt-action hunting rifles. Gun restrictionists like to focus on the AR-15 because it looks military. But once you strip away the emotion, the argument against ARs, which features the same mechanics as many other guns out there, is that they work better. They work better. There will always be a gun that works better than other guns, and the focus on the AR is merely part of an incremental push towards broader prohibition. That's it. They think it's the low-hanging fruit, which is the other thing they always do. They always do the same thing. They always come out with the same line, the same phrase. Get a new line. Come to me and at least be honest. We want to ban these because we don't like them. Not some lie, because we know. We know how often these things are used in crime. And we know their utility against crime, because they have been used against crime plenty of times. Ask that cat down in Sutherland, Texas, how good that worked for him that day. We'll be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.